Hey, hey, hey.
Hello. What's going on?
Well, we've made it through the week halfway.
I'm just going to say it's really not.
It feels like it should be the week should be over.
I do too.
Spring break is here. First day of spring. Yesterday. Happy spring.
It has been such a busy first part of the week that I feel like we should be at Friday for sure.
We had snow on the first day of spring.
I know. How depressing.
You know, I like snow. We've said this before. I'm over it. And the reality is we still have several more snows to go.
I genuinely don't mind the snow at all, except for once we get past
when
March.
When we get 75 degree days, I'm ready for them.
I agree. And then like you just get to the end of March and you're just over it. It's exhausting. It's tiring. You don't want to deal with it anymore. So
yeah,
whatever.
Hopefully everybody voted. Today we just had National Agriculture Day.
Yes.
We had Ohio. We had Poultry Day. We had all the farming days. And speaking of poultry, what's the big announcement?
We have three new babies, but we don't know that one is going to make it through the night.
Right. So I think our total is we're going to say we have three baby bantam, white bantam call ducks that are going to survive.
Maybe he'll surprise us.
Maybe. He's in the incubator. He has his food. He has his water. He's on his own. Mm-hmm. We'll see. In the morning when I go back to the fruit farm, because that's where we've been hatching them. It seemed like a really good thing.
It seems to be going well.
The community is invested.
Yes, very much so.
So we've been doing our fair share for Agriculture Week.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's great. It's great.
I'm not going to lie. I was not an uptight, tense mother. Mm-hmm. I had my kid on a sleep routine. She slept. They both slept 8 hours through the night at about 6 weeks. I have gotten no sleep because of these ducks.
So don't you feel like, I always said, well, I mean, it's definitely not the same, but like with puppies, like when you get a puppy.
I feel like this is worse than a puppy.
I always said puppies are worse than babies. Like,
yeah, and ducks are worse than puppies.
Like a baby at least pees in the diaper.
Diaper.
Yeah.
And then the puppy could be in the crate in your room.
Right.
And I'm not putting ducks in my room. We're not going to go there.
I'll bet you $100 by the end of this week she has a duck in her room.
No
Today
way.
She was walking through the market and I'm like, what do you have in your jacket, in your shirt? And she's like, a duck.
I had the duck.
I don't know that that's the weirdest thing that's ever been in there. So
I had the duck in my coat because we were moving from the incubator over to our house, the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Our bathroom has now turned into the brooder. You know what a brooder is?
No. Why would I know?
A brooder is supposed to be a little tiny space that you can keep about 100 degrees and keep your little chicks and ducks
happy. So is
your
bathroom 100 degrees?
Well, where they are, it is. They have a nice heat lamp. They've got like a...
Do you keep them in the bathtub?
No. No. Come on. I have some levels of... I don't know.
Are you kidding? That's a shocker.
I would not put the ducks in the bathtub. I have them in a tote.
Why would you think that that's like a weird comment?
Now, I'm not going to lie. I might take a video of them swimming in my sink in my
kitchen. There's weirder stuff than your
surrounded
ducks
by
being
flowers
in your
like you see on TikTok and Instagram every day.
All right.
With a little baby playing with the ducks. It's real cute. No. So they're in a tote in the bathroom. And so I have to get up multiple times to make sure they're not on their backs. Because if they get on their backs, our breeder said that they can stop breathing. And for whatever reason, these ducks keep turning on their backs. You know.
Yeah.
In the incubator, we have to keep going flipping them over.
But it is quite funny to watch them on their backs.
Well, their little legs are going, but then they fall asleep. And then you think they're dead, which they might be.
I think if you give it a little nudge, they're fine. I don't think the breeder's right.
Okay. Well, next time, I'm going to follow Bill's directions, and we're going to send all the ducks to get hatched at the breeder. Because this is intense. It's actually been very sad, and it makes me appreciate life. It is a miracle those little ducks form in that egg and can get themselves out and can survive on their own.
Yeah.
It's a real miracle. So now Chuck the duck has to like be the parent to the two little ducks.
Oh, speaking of that, you should tell them what's going on with your cat.
Oh, Scarlet, my favorite animal, not so high on the list.
She's not my favorite animal anyways because she's a cat and I hate cats. But this
no,
is
listen,
just,
I did not
add
love
this
cats.
To the list of reasons not to like cats.
So Scarlet is like, she's a mouser. She's a killer. She's everything you'd want your cat to be that lives in a barn. But she had this real interest in our baby Pulse, which is a baby turkey, which the kids got for the Ohio State Fair. So they're about a week and a couple days old at this point. And she's loved these things since they came from the post office. That's where they come from. And
of course they do.
So she's been in with them. So my concern was, would she smother them? Really, would she eat them? Because how can she differentiate a turkey from a mouse? And my dad's like, no.
For those of you that grew up where I grew up, a turkey does actually get, they are that tiny. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think so, but yeah, they are.
Local farm mom, look it up. I've got the poults on there. So anyways, she's doing fine. She lays with them. They're all huddled around her. She's drinking their water. All's going great. My dad's like, just be careful because she might accidentally lay on them because she thinks, like, at this point, she thought these were her babies. 3 nights go by. We've been totally good. Everything's fine. I go out there. 3 of them are dead. She's laying on top of them. Totally.
She knew what she was doing.
I'm like, Scarlett! And she looks at me and then she's mad at me. Like, because, you know, that's how cats are, which is why I don't like cats. It's like me. I did something wrong because I've now blocked her out of her warm little nest.
She knew what she was doing.
I don't know. I think she really, and she just was laying on top of 3 of them. She didn't eat them. She didn't hurt them. So if our kids can't show turkeys at the Ohio State Fair because the best 3 are now dead, it's all true. Scarlett's fault.
I feel like
the
those
Scarlet
were probably...
letter. That's were, what it's going to be.
They were probably the weakest link anyways if they died that
easily. That's a good outlet. So
I wouldn't worry about
it. We have lots of fowl business going on in our barn. We have... I don't know. It's just been... This duck hatching has been hard. I've learned a lot.
I feel like I've learned a lot, and I didn't want
to. Do you know
that
a seam ripper is
ducks.
Not just for sewing? You can use it to hatch baby ducks.
This is
because that's
terrible.
What I've been doing.
All right, we're moving on.
It's been very stressful for me, if you can't tell.
Oh my
so,
God.
Big news. When I say the name Richard Simmons, what do you think of initially?
Workouts.
Short little shirts, tank tops.
Curly hair.
So he's been missing in action. I don't think he's made like a public appearance since like... I don't know.
It's been years.
Long time. There were rumors he had died. Yeah. Someone was keeping him locked in his house. Well, apparently he just gave a speech somewhere and he said, I'm dying. It's taken social media headlines. Look it up.
Why haven't I seen it?
I don't know. I don't know how I saw it.
Okay.
So, but his whole talk was on that we're all dying because we really are. Like we're living, but every day we're getting closer to death, right? I don't even know what this talk was. It sounds kind of morbid for a motivational
talk.
Sounds
terrible.
But the headlines were that Richard Simmons was dying. He said, oh, I'm sorry. I misled you. I'm not dying. I'm perfectly healthy. We're all just getting closer to death day by day. I'm like, oh my gosh.
This is crazy.
But I want to know more because I'm intrigued by Richard Simmons and his workout craziness.
Well, okay. So this leads me to people disappearing. I'm obsessed with Kate Middleton's drama.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So I've been
Talking about it. I still feel like it's the same information on
I've
repeat.
Been following everything on TikTok and on Instagram Reels.
Who needs Fox News and NBC?
You get it on
Dana.
There. Mm-hmm. And so there are these two girls that I follow. They have like every day they come out with like, where is Kate Middleton part 37? Like literally it's ridiculous. And their like theories are so off the wall, but now,
okay, what are they? I don't know. I haven't, this is not a
well, they think that she had an abdominal surgery that was, they think she had like what I had, like,
part of your intestine,
part
removed?
Of your intestines removed. Yes.
Which is kind of what you said in the beginning. Cause I'm
did,
like, what'd she
I
do?
Did.
Have a hysterectomy? And you're I bet it's more severe.
I did say that. Right. And so they thought it was something like that. And then they were like, maybe she has Crohn's, maybe she has this, maybe she has that. So then they've moved on from that one and they didn't say this. They're saying other people were saying she's dead and the palace is trying to cover it up. I don't think that's true. But now the problem is since she released that terrible picture.
Okay, but what was the picture? Because I didn't get it. She wasn't wearing her wedding ring.
So there were all
kinds of... She's into photography and photoshopping.
So there were all kinds of things that you could tell it was photoshopped.
You could tell it to the naked eye?
I don't think I could have noticed, to be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe if you were looking for it.
But the press could tell.
Yes. Like so. And so they pulled the picture because they said that they knew it was a Photoshop picture. So they pulled it. And then there were like these theories on these other, her face in the photo was the same exact face, like expression, everything. Like they did an overlay from a Vogue magazine cover from a couple years ago. So they're saying that like she wasn't even with her kids that day. It wasn't
maybe
a Photoshop.
She didn't want to do her makeup that day. And right. So she just put
could
it in.
Be.
Then, you're the princess. You can do whatever you want.
So there's just like all these things. And I am literally like devoting way too much time to this. Like I'm obsessed. And now she was at a little farm shop the other day with
Prince William,
which I have to tell a little funny thing about Prince William also. But
I think I saw that in the news and they looked happy. She was wearing leggings
She's
and
happy,
tennis shoes.
And so, you know, okay, fine. So I think that they like are purposely now showing a video to be like, oh, see, she's alive.
Okay. So here's what I think. My fast, down and dirty is that I feel like the palace is creating its own drama.
For sure. Like that's why.
Just let her come out.
But the news is saying like, if she's fine and everything is fine, then why not just make a statement?
Yeah. And then she'll be out after Easter.
Right. Like, it's just silly. I don't know. It's like a
week and a couple days. We'll all know what.
But the palace is trying to like show the media that we're in charge. And the media is like, no. Like, this is what I'm reading. That it's like a fight between the palace and the media. Because the media is like, see, we called you out on that picture and we're going to show you that we're not printing that picture. And the palace is like, well, we're going to show you. We're not going to give you any information. And we're going to, like, you know, say, okay.
Meanwhile, the king has cancer.
Yeah, he's like, probably dead already and they're not releasing it.
Yeah, I don't think he is dead yet.
But funny thing about Prince William.
We're also invested.
So I just saw a meme today because this is clearly what my entire feed is filled with.
And I love the monarchy.
I know. So today the meme said it was a picture of Prince William, Prince Harry, maybe like 15 years ago.
They were so cute.
When they were like so cute, so handsome, mm-hmm. right? Like young 20s, whatever, like studs, Diana. Right? And so it was like, remember when we all thought that Prince William was the cuter sibling? Guess what? Diana said that Diana came back and said, hey, you're starting to act like your dad. And she took that hairline right back. I was like, that's actually really funny.
Oh, it is funny. Yeah.
So that's my new obsession is figuring out where the heck is Kate Middleton.
I am
intrigued.
In case
anyone's wondering.
I feel like they could solve their own problem, but they're not going to because it's drama. But speaking of royalty, monarchies, Netflix. I want to do a rundown of a couple shows. Okay. Bridgerton.
I stopped watching Bridgerton.
Why?
I stopped after the first season. I couldn't get into the second season.
Oh my gosh. I loved it. I love that time period because I'm basically like royalty.
What are you going to say? I'm really wondering where this is going.
I could have totally lived in that time period.
You would have been kicked out of the royal family so quickly.
I would have been mucking the stalls and they would have said, we're never going to marry that one off.
No, you would have walked in with something on your shoe and they would have been like, absolutely not.
So we were at the OMEA. Band concert this weekend, and we were actually at Menor High School. They have a beautiful, I must say, facility for their music department and theater. Gorgeous. We walk in and we sit down because everybody always jokes that I'm going to wear shoes and there's going to be poop on them and I'm going to be the person.
It's weird that everyone jokes about that.
Mm-hmm. And we sit down, we're in the lobby, and I'm like, there's poop on the floor. And it's not me. These shoes have never been in the barn. And Bill's like, interesting, because he saw it and he clearly knew that my shoes had never been in the barn. I was like, there's another me here watching the concert.
So what's concerning is you did send a picture of the poop, which was probably a bit unnecessary. But what's concerning is it wasn't like a smear. It wasn't like it was
dried
piece.
In the shoe, and when they walked, it fell out.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think it looked like somebody pooped.
No, it was dry poop.
All right.
We can better examine the photo if you want to, but I don't think you were there. So Bridgerton is coming. Emily in Paris.
I do love Emily in Paris.
They're filming a new season. Wednesday is in season two. Mm-hmm. What else do you watch? Lincoln Lawyer. I'm kind of
never
really
got into
Lincoln Lawyer.
I don't know. There's like, in fact, to be honest, Tom and I are always saying we really need new shows. Like, we're struggling.
We need some Netflix recommendations. So give us all the recommendations.
Please. Like, I feel like I like really funny stuff.
When's that one coming back, like, that's in Alaska that I like?
Oh, it's done.
They ended it?
What's the one in Alaska that we watched?
She's a nurse practitioner.
Oh, that's not the same. Virgin River.
Are they going to make more?
Yes. And I think it's like, but it was November of this past year, so I think it'll probably be later this year.
Okay, well, I
but
need that. They are doing another one. And then what's the one with the girls that were friends in high school? And then they're like in, what's that
Firefly
one
Lane.
Firefly Lane. I need that one. That. Is that going to come back?
I don't
back?
Know. That was based on a book by one of my favorite authors, Kristen Hannah, actually. And it's a great book if you ever.
And there's one more. No, I don't read.
I just read a great book today. I have to give a quick recommendation.
Give your recommendation.
So good. American Dirt, it's called. And it is about
Mexican. Farmer?
No. it's about these Mexican migrants and their journey in crossing over illegally to America. And it's this woman and her son because her husband was killed and like the cartels are out for her. So she's running from the cartels. And it's not a true story, but the author did like a ton of research on like true facts. And I was actually talking to
Paco.
I was talking to Paco and Claudia about this because the towns they were saying that were really dangerous, they were like, oh yeah. Like, so it was very, if you want a good book, it was so long. It took me forever, you guys, but it was.
Where do you find your books?
So this was recommended by a friend. Carrie actually recommended this one to me. It was probably one of the best books I've read in a long time.
I want to know, when do you guys read?
So I listen a lot. I do read.
Are you listening at work?
Sometimes when I'm grating apples, if no one's in there, I throw my AirPods in. If like on days where it's real snowy.
I would love to read if I had time.
But no, not usually at work. Is when I really do is, you guys, I drive my kids like 37,000 hours a day. And like 9 times out of 10, I'm not even with them half the time. I'm going to pick them up or whatever. Like when they get in the car, I turn it off and I talk to them. But like, on the way,
sorry, kids, you're in the car, sucks. Not listening.
But like on the way home, you know, like I drive to Eastlake, like that's a solid 20 minutes. So it's like, oh, there's 20 minutes I can listen. So I get a lot of my reading done that way, and I really enjoy it. So I'm looking for a new book recommendation. If anyone is,
well, let's do a fast five. So what? Give me your top five book recommendations.
This
for
might
our listeners.
Be in there right now. The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah, probably again one of my absolute favorite books. I need my phone because I have them all on my phone. The Nightingale, American Dirt, The Last Thing He Told Me is so good. And they actually made a show out of it on maybe Hulu. I can't remember. But it's really good. It's a little messed up. Oh, Tom's bringing me my phone. The Lost Book of Names. I like historical fiction.
See, I would like that too.
So Lost Book of Names and Nightingale are both based around the Holocaust and World War II. And so I really, really, really enjoyed those. And what else?
Are these all your books on tape?
These are some. I have another app that I use.
Oh my gosh.
So if anybody is interested, use the app Libby, because I was using Audible and paying $17 a month. The app Libby connects to your library card and it's free.
For free.
And I had no idea it existed.
It's a good pro tip.
Yeah, so I don't know. What else?
One
I don't
more.
Know.
Do you have one more?
Oh, not on here. I don't. Happy Place. I just read it. It's not, would not say top five, but really great book. Just a very, if you're looking for an easy, like fun, romantic read. That was a good one. Happy Place.
Well, that was good.
Yeah, whatever.
Lots of people like to read. I just wish I had more time to do it.
But like you actually could do books on tape. Like you are in the car all the time.
I have less now though. Less now.
But you still are driving to Columbus probably
once every
other week.
I've said it here. I'm going to listen to more books in the car.
You should listen to a book on tape.
For sure. Usually I use that time to call people.
I know.
And, like, catch
I know.
Up.
No, I know.
That's my thing.
No, and that's also, I mean, it's good because you're not doing anything else, but, and it makes the time go by quickly. But like the other day I was listening, driving home from Sandusky for volleyball, and Liv was sleeping in the car. I threw my AirPods in and.
That's nice.
Yeah, so it was great. So anyways.
I think that's a wrap.
She just cut me off. We're good.
That's great. Happy National Agriculture Week. You know, food is one of those things that brings us all together. And I love that. So celebrate food.
I was like, where are you going with this? Now it makes
sense.
Oh,
my goodness.
Agriculture. I got
agriculture.
You. All right. Have
Until
a great
next
week.
Time,
wait,
friends.
Wait.
What?
We're going to Disney World, so we'll see you when we get back. Oh, no, that's next week. Bye.